Hey, it's the Ralphie Show. Really excited to have an artist in the studio by the name of Jenny Blackmore. Her single, Bones, we're going to play a little later tonight with the Daily Download. Hi, Jenny. I'm saying your name right, by the way, correct?
You are.
Because I don't know. Yes. It could be like Jenny, I guess, or but it's Jenny.
G-I-N-N-Y.
Right, exactly. Yes. So you're in New York, obviously, to write and record for yourself. You've been in New York before to record or to write for other people. Anybody that we've heard of? Anybody that we know or just other?
I've written for Christina Aguilera and Adam Lambert. And Nicole Scherzinger.
Oh. Like, well, I mean, when you write for these people, because everything's done so remotely now, you know, I mean, so these artists collab with one another on, they have each other on their songs and they don't even meet each other. So do you get to actually interact with these artists when you do write for them?
I do. I get to hang out with them in the studio and collaborate on lyrics and what they like and what they don't like.
What's the biggest misperception about Christina Aguilera? Or is there none?
You can
say that too.
I don't even know what they are.
Well, that she's a diva, very hard to work with.
I don't listen to any of that. I don't even know what any of that is.
That's not true. At least from your perspective.
I went into it being a fan. I've been listening to her when growing up, and she was lovely to me.
You know what the thing is, I've noticed with a lot of these people, you hear one thing about them, and it almost kind of depends on which day you catch them on. We all have our good days and our bad days, right?
We had a good day. We had girl talks, glass of wine.
Yeah.
All that.
In the studio?
In the studio.
Nice.
It was a
great
time.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's a pretty cool workplace. You mentioned Nicole Scherzinger. She showed up at your pre-Grammy showcase.
She did.
By the way, thanks for the invite, Epic Records, on that. Yay. I was out there for the Grammys. Whatever. Neither here nor... I got the in-studio performance, so we're all good. Was that a little nerve-wracking at all? Because you had some pretty big names in that room.
I did have big names. I tried not to focus on it and just to enjoy the moment. So I had a great time and I wasn't that nervous and I did the best that I could, but it was a really, really fun night.
Did you get your nerves out of the way after the first time you sang for L.A. Reid?
First time I sang for L.A., the nerves hit the second the song came out of my mouth. All of a sudden I scared and I was like, oh my gosh, this moment could change my life.
Are you surprised he gave you a second chance?
Very surprised, because he doesn't do that.
Are you a second chance type person?
Yes.
That's like good karma then, right? Is that how you looked at it after the fact?
Well, he could see a little bit of what he wanted. And he was like, I can see what's strong about you and what's not, and I actually do believe in you, even though that was a little lackluster. And I think my Kiwi attitude and my blasé-ness came through too much. In New Zealand, we sort of wander the streets in jandals and sandals, and we're all very chilled
out. Wait, what was that first word besides sandals?
Jandals?
What are jandals?
The ones that go through between your big toe and the next toe.
Am I dumb for not hearing of jandals before?
And it's
real quick?
They're plastic.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, flip-flops.
All right, Maddie has
jandals.
Heard. All right, so maybe I'm just not educated. Jandals. Thank
Definitely
you for
jandals.
Teaching me at least something today.
Yeah.
All right, so you sing for L.A. Reid two times, and
I
then
do.
You end up getting the record deal, and now we
yes.
have this song, Bones. Did you ever think about giving Bones to another artist that you wrote for, but you kept it for yourself because you knew how good it was?
I was clinging to that one pretty fiercely since the moment I wrote it.
How long ago did you write it?
It was about 2 years ago, actually. And I wrote it in Hollywood in a little rented apartment that I had rented for myself while I was here writing for Adam Lambert.
Very, very interesting. Again, the track is called Bones. Best of luck with that. And, of course, you'll hear the song again later tonight on The Ralphie Show with The Daily Download. Jenny Blackmore,
thanks
for stopping by. Appreciate it.